Shoppers at the Aurora Farm Boy and HomeSense, Winners Superstore may have noticed the first signs of a new Shoppers Drug Mart and TD Bank on Golding Avenue. Construction has begun on the two buildings on the Smart Center site on Golding Avenue. The area surrounding Golding has seen a lot of development and growth in recent years. Farm Boy Aurora opened in January 2023, and sits next to the HomeSense and Winners Superstore that opened in November 2022. There are also plans for two new hotels in the area, as the business park around Don Hillock Drive grows. Nearby, a three-story industrial office building on Golding Avenue could soon spring up, after draft site plan approval was issued by the town of Aurora last December for the proposed 27-unit building at 100 Golding. The building proposal includes 12 office and 13 industrial units, as well as units for two restaurants. The applicant is actively working on clearing conditions of approval, said the town's planning director, Marco Romano. A development agreement has not yet been executed, and the applicant has not indicated construction timelines. The site will have two access points, from Golding and Don Hillock Drive, with 159 parking spaces, of which 55 will be in an underground parking garage. Down the road, construction work on another business condominium building at 35 Sunday Doctor is progressing. The draft site plan approval was issued August 23, 2023, and an agreement was executed on December 6 of that year. The four-story building will have a total of 43 condominium units, with a total gross floor area of 7,965.98 square meters, and a total of 190 parking spaces. Romano said there is currently no timeline for businesses moving in provided by the developers. Aurora has seen growth in several business parks in recent years, with new companies moving into the Addison Hall Business Park, including recently Eco Guardian, while construction work is also ongoing at the Aurora Mills Business Park, located at 1588 St. John's, near the corner of Leslie Street. Editor's note, March 16. This article has been updated to correct an error misidentifying the development at 100 Golding Avenue.